Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King. I ask you if you forgive me for all my sins that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. And I ask that you hear my prayer. Abba, thank you for the gift of life always. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat. Thank you for the time that you have set apart for us, with us in mind, Abba. Whether people realize it or not, your word says the Shabbat was made for man. You had us in mind when you set this part, set this time apart, when you rested from your work. Thank you, Abba. Abba, we thank you for protecting us throughout the week. We thank you for giving us the strength to overcome our obstacles, Abba. The courage to face our fears. The wisdom to solve our problems, Abba. We thank you. Abba, we thank you for continuing to heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Continue to have your hand upon us individually and collectively, Abba. Whatever we need, Abba, you continue to provide. Abba, we ask that you impart your word to us, Abba, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Abba, that we be able to come a little bit closer to you, Abba, that we be able to move a little bit more in your direction, that we be able to continue this journey with your ways, with your truth, Abba. Abba, we ask that you continue to watch over the little ones, keep them hedged up, strengthen us, build us, turn us into the men and women that you so desire. We ask all these names, all these things, in the name of your Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, now soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. This your brother Daywell. Here, magnify the Torah and make it honorable. And today we're going to be talking about letting your yay mean yay and your nay mean nay. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. Toda aki. I hope everyone had a great week. And if you didn't, it's the Shabbat, y'all. It is the Shabbat. It is the time to lay your burdens down. Don't think about them. Don't worry about them. Don't make a difference. That time has passed. Now it's time for you to lay your burdens down and chill with Abba. You know, chill with the fam. All right. Excuse me, y'all. I guess I've been up for a while, but I guess I'm still waking up. So we're going to start in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 37. And this is the premise for the lesson. Matthew, or Matit Yahu, chapter 5, verse 37. And it reads, "But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil." All right? And real simple words, y'all. Real simple words that people disregard. You know, this is a very simple truth. And because people people don't accept this truth, a lot of misuse, a lot of misuse, a lot of confusion, a lot of mistakes, a lot of deception comes about, you know. But it's also about standing on that word, you know. If you don't understand something, don't say, yeah, hallelujah, clapping your hands and amen and this, that, and another if you don't get it. That's bringing problems for you. That's going to bring a lot of problems your way. Satan knows how to make us doubt. Satan knows how to get in. He understands his brain. All right? So don't just clap and hear and everybody else clapping and hallelujah and this, that, and another because they get it and you don't want to feel left out. No, feel left out. I don't understand. There's nothing the matter with that. And again, this is the reason why, or one of the reasons why, that we always encourage everyone to ask questions. Because there is absolutely no way that we all can have the same judgments. We all can render the same verdicts if we don't understand how to get to that verdict. If we don't have a basic understanding of things. Abba inspired our brother Yaquiel to give us the pillars of understanding Torah, pillars of studying Torah. And please, he didn't give it to us for no reason at all. This is how you go about studying this word. This is how you go about understanding this word. Very first thing, take it for what it say. You have to take it and accept it for what it says. Before you can move to step two, before you can move to step three, before it's the reason why he put it in that order, y'all. Because again, each one prepares you for the next. It's all about growth. It's all about edification. It's about the building of his people. That's what it's about. So you can say, yay, yay, or nay, nay. See, let me go here for a second. Excuse me, y'all. Give me one sec. in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, right? We're going to start at, let's start at verse 11, right? Now, if y'all remember in the book of Hebrews in chapter 5, he's talking about Melchizedek, and he gets to this part talking about Melchizedek, and he's talking about the other priesthood, how the priesthood of Melchizedek supersedes Aaron's priesthood, the priesthood of Aaron, right? So he gets to verse 11, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. It reads, "Of whom we have many things to say." He's talking about Melchizedek at the time, but his point is this. His point is something else, right? He said, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing." There's plenty of things that I want to tell you, but I know you don't get it. You're dull of hearing, right? So when brothers are saying things out there and you don't get it, it's your job. I don't get it. Let us know. Excuse me, what do you mean by that? Excuse me, Moray. What do you mean by that? And we have no excuse because, again, you could put it on the priest line. If you stand it, if you're there, you can put it on the priest line. We have electronics where you can put it on the priest line. You can pass a note. If we're in attendance together, raise your hand or whatever. This is a time of building, y'all. What's the point of Abba gathering together soldiers, right? He needs you to fight a war for him. But he know you ain't soldiers. He knows you're not the fighting type. You're not equipped for this battle. So the first thing he got to do is equip you for the battle. "Behold, I send you out as sheep among wolves." That's what it says to us. I'm sending you into a battle you can't possibly win. But be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Use your wisdom to survive this battle. What chance does a sheep have against a wolf? But Abba said, use your wisdom. Because if we look out in nature, they're still wolves and they are still sheep. Sheep are not extinct. Right? He says, verse 11 again, "Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing." Verse 12, For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of Yah, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So we ought to be further along, he says, than what we are. But we had to start over. Don't that sound familiar? So he sent one of his prophets down to see the potter, right? And so the potter goes and makes a pot. He wasn't pleased with the pot, and he smashed the pot. And started over. Pot was was marred in a way or didn't have the right form. It did not please the potter. So Abba gathered some people together, and they were dull of hearing. So now, because they're dull of hearing, well, now I got to start you all over. He say, from the first principles, you got to start all the way over. Because sometimes you get into these modes, you dull of hearing. You don't want to hear this anymore. So you just saying, yay, yay. Yeah, I get it. And you don't get it. You just agreeing to be agreeable. And that's not what Abba wants. Because you agreeing to be agree, you just agreeing to agree. Yep, yep, Hold up now. That's not true. That's not right. Now, are there going to be things that need explanations? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's going to be times when the yay or the no needs an explanation behind it. But why don't you see it that way? Why don't you, what's the problem? Well, and then you go back and forth. You get the banter where the words say this, and then the words say that, and then you go on that iron, starts to sharpen that iron, and then you get the next part. Second clause of it. And I'll become such as has need of milk and not strong meat, because, you know, that strong meat, is going, anybody who has that, you use that strong meat, is going to overpower the one with that milk. We know those who are strong meat, they're skillful with that word. They're not babes. See, but even the baby gets strong. The baby builds up his strength too. Verse 13, he says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, right? But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. So it takes time, right? But if you're lying to yourself, saying you understand the thing, don't understand, all you're doing is stunting your growth. All you're doing is stunting your growth. For strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Because that's the ultimate goal. To be able to make a decision. What is good? What is evil? Why? How can you say that? Well, in the garden, that's what he said Adam did. These now become like us, knowing good and evil. He understood what good and evil was. But over the years, our senses have become dull. Over the years, Hasatan has said good is evil and evil is good. Over the years, we've had sensory overload where evil is forced upon us. And we have to accept it, quote unquote, because people have rights. People have laws protecting them. So it dulls our senses. But what Abba say? Don't stop exercising. Don't stop using them. Get into that word and understand what is good. Understand what is evil, and it'll keep your senses sharp. It'll keep your senses sharp. So, again, that's, whoa, wait a minute. Don't just say yay, yay, nay, nay. Yes, yes, no, no, yeah, I get it. If you don't get it, don't be embarrassed, y'all. It's been many times I didn't understand. Like I just told y'all, I think it was the last go around. Me understanding the lineage of Mary and understanding why that was there. I didn't get it. And I had to talk to my brothers, like, why do it say this? Hold up, y'all, why do it say this? And my brothers had to come to me and explain to me these things. But then once I got it, okay, I got it. Now here come Abba to build on top of it. But what if I would have said, okay, yeah, all right, I get it. Abba could have never built on it. He's not going to build on a lie. Satan going to build on a lie. So understand what you're doing to yourself when you just by saying yes and no. If you don't get it, we're here. That's our job. We are here for you to get it. You know? No, granted, like we talked about in the past, sometimes it might be that you need to learn something before you get to this point. You might have skipped a step, so to speak. You know? It might be something there hindering you. You didn't grow to that yet. No problem. Just give it time. And as you learn, you know, it's like, all right, I don't get it. But let's put that on the shelf right now. I don't get it. We're going to shelf that. Then as you learn, as you keep on going, how many times have people talk and say, okay, because you taught on this, now it made me understand something completely different, a whole other topic that they didn't get. Because the word interconnects, and you never know how Abba is going to make that connection for you. You never know. But if you sit up here and you lie to yourself and say, yeah, I got it, I ain't going to never make that connection. Because that's evil in his eyes. That's what Yahushua would say. Going back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. He says, let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. So when you saying yes, but you don't mean it, that's evil in his eyes. That's evil in his eyes, y'all. And that's... Just think about disappointing Yahushua. You don't want to disappoint him. You shouldn't want to disappoint him. Because that's the one person that went out of his way to do everything for everybody. To this day, he takes a sinner's prayers up in front of Abba and ask them to grant their petition. He stands up for you, defends you when Satan says, that one mine. His life belongs to me. That's the one person that we should not want to disappoint. Even though we disappoint, but sometimes we do things we didn't even know. We don't know. We've been through the Torah so many times. I'm still finding things that wow, hold up. I didn't ever see it that way. Because he keeps on expanding on it. He keeps on opening it up more and more. It's getting broader and broader. And then as this world gets eviler and eviler, you see what he was talking about. In the book of Romans 10:10. So again, let your yea be yea, and let your nay be nay. It says, Romans 10:10, it reads, "For with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Right? We know the heart means the mind, right? So you believe something is righteous. But he says, with your mouth is confession. Your confession is made unto salvation. But what if you confessing a lie? What if you're saying things that you don't believe? You amen and hallelujah and this, that, and another, and you don't believe that in your heart? So now look at the manner that the state that you are in. How can Abba deal with that? Do you think Abba going to deal with that? An out and out liar? So again, y'all, it's very important. Very important. You know, because Dale ain't got no problem saying, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let me look into it. My brother hit me off with some stuff the other day. My brother Mario. You know, hit me off with some stuff the other day. I told him, I said, you know what? I need to look into that. Need to look into it. You might be right. And if you are right, you know I ain't got no problem saying you are absolutely right. None whatsoever. But let me look into this. You know, let's shelve this. Instead of saying, well, yeah, it's just that now, and the words say this, and the words say, No. You know what? Maybe I need to study on this. Maybe I need to look more into this. Let your ego go. Because there are sometimes that even a teacher, even though you're connected to the Most High, Abba might not have got to that lesson yet with you. Or it might be something that he wants you to look into. You know? It might be a study that he wants to, or a course that he wants to put you on. Right? But he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Right? verse 11. For the scripture saying, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. See, that's the thing. Whosoever, because he's given this, whoever believes on Yahushua, and you did that, because you believe on Yahushua, you can confess him, right? But if you don't believe, don't you dare confess. Don't you do it. Well, if you do, or if you have issues with it, see, because, and that's the thing, Abba knows our issues, because you have the man who had the issue of doubt. He said, do you believe? He said, I believe, Abba, but help my unbelief. I got problems. I don't get it fully. But help me where I'm lacking. I want to believe, but I don't. This part right here is jamming me up. Help me. See, and that's the thing. You got to be humble enough to say, I need help. And that's talking about salvation. It's not just talking about, see, because one thing we have to do, y'all, is we got to stop. Look, if this book is our life, this word is our life, there are going to be times when certain scenarios are specific, right? But there's times where you can take that specific scenario and apply it to any part of your life. And being honest should be part of any part of your life. Having the ability to say, I don't know, should apply to any part of your life. I'm not sure. I have issues, or I need help. You should be able to apply that to any part of your life, because that's why he gets. That's why he gathered the family of Israel. See, we done went through the Torah. We done went through the lost books, and we're finishing up the books of the patriarchs, the testaments of the patriarchs, right? And is it me? But Abba loves to fix a dysfunctional family. He made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the more the family grew, the more dysfunctional it then got. Abraham had a wife. They wanted a kid. He wanted a son. Abba said, look, I'm going to give you a son. Okay. Sarah found out, look, maybe you should lay with Hagar. Abraham lays with Hagar. Hagar starts teasing Sarah. Dysfunction in the house. To the point where Abraham, like, look, that's your maid. You with her, what you want to do with her. All right. I'm putting her out. Hold up. I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. Wait a minute. Hold up. Abraham, listen to your wife. And don't worry about it. You're going to have a baby by Sarah. Here come Isaac. Isaac gets Rebecca. Rebecca gets pregnant by Isaac. And you got twins. They ain't even waiting until they get out in the world. They fighting in the womb. They in the womb scrapping. going toe to toe in the womb, in the belly, just twisting it. Can you I remember when both my children, I remember seeing my daughter's hand go across her mother's belly. I remember seeing my son's hand go across his mother's belly. Can you imagine them going doing that? Oh, it's twins, and they doing that constantly because they fighting, they scrapping. The babies are born. They get to a point where the father's dying. The older gives up his birthright and says, as soon as the time and the younger takes the blessing, as soon as my father's mourning is past, I'm killing my brother. Mother say, look, Jacob, get away. Get up out of here. Go down to your uncle's house. He gets down there, falls in love. And then his uncle like, I'm prospering. The Most High is with this young boy, and I'm getting paid because of it. They can't go nowhere. Oh, so you wanna marry my daughter? No problem. You work for her for 7 years. Give me 7 years of labor, and you'll get a 7 years go by. He get the sister. Wait a minute. Oh, see, it's a custom in this country. You know, you in my house. So this custom is you can't marry the younger sister before the older sister. The oldest is the guy getting married off her. Don't worry about it. Just work with me another 7 years, and you can have the younger sister. So he worked another 7 years, finally got the woman that he loved, and then them two start going at it. One was able to have kids. The other wasn't. She just wanted to be loved by this man. And he's like, well, it ain't that I don't love you. It's just that I love your sister. That's who I wanted. And so she goes about giving this man child after child. Little sister get mad. Well, maybe I can build up, be my handmaid. So then he gets another woman. Let us stop having kids. Maybe I can. Here, take mine too. This is dysfunctionality. I mean, we know the story. Then the kids grow up and we go through the patriarchs. We read how much of these children hated Joseph. All of them wanted to kill him. All of them wanted to get rid of the older boy. And it's so, because when we read the last one, Zebulun, because Zebulun came right before Joseph. So this is Joseph as our brother Chevelle, his first big brother. You know, his biggest little brother. I mean, his littlest big brother. This is the one that's just older than him, and he is pleading with all his older brothers. Joseph is crying and hiding behind his brother, his youngest, oldest brother. And Zebulun is pleading with all the other brothers not to kill his little brother. And I took my mind back there, and I was it brought a tear to my eye. All these dudes, all these older brothers, we're going to kill them. We're going to kill them. And you got the youngest brother. Stop. Don't kill my little brother. Don't kill y'all little brother. Don't do it. And through all of that, they send Joseph down in the down to Egypt, and everything. We know the rest of the story. And Abba still redeems these folks. And all he wants us to do is just listen to his voice. We don't understand his voice. Ask him. The word says ask him. You don't understand something about the Torah. Come to the seek the law at the priest's lips, which is the same as asking him. He wants the dysfunctional family to function. But in order for the family to function correctly, we have to be honest. And that's what's lacking in this world. People don't want to be honest. Me and my brother was talking, my brother Yaka'el, we was talking about therapy, you know? And people love therapy as long as it's talking about what the other person did. But the true therapy, the true therapist, is going to make you face you. And you have to be honest with yourself. You have to say, well, yeah, I'm a messed up individual for that. I did this, that, and another. You have to face you. It's real easy to love when you talk about somebody else. But once you start talking about you and you, the concentration is on you. See, in therapy, people don't want to go through that. They don't want to be honest with themselves. They don't. They have a hard, a lot of people drop out of it when it comes that time. You know. But again, he says, verse 11 says, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Right? Now, Peter chapter 3, verse 21. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Wait a minute. No, I don't think that's it. I don't know why I put that there. Okay, so let's go to 2 Peter. Sorry about that, fam. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, starting at verse 1. All right. 2 Peter chapter 3, 2 Kepha chapter 3, starting at verse 1. And it reads, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Master and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Fathers fell asleep. All things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Right? So we're going to stop there. It's going to be people who don't believe, and those people are going to see. They're going to try to shake you. This is another tactic of Satan. Yay, yay. Nay, nay. Remember what? Remember Adam and Eve. Remember. Did Elohim truly say? We can eat every tree, but we must not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden or touch it. That little addition caused all these issues. That little addition was the way he crept in. That little addition gave all that doubt within her mind. Changed her perception on the tree. And she gave to her husband, etc., etc. We know the story. But that little addition. So again, people are going to come and, you know, we say that to say this. The way things are presented can have doubts creeping up in your mind. We just looked on a video a little while ago, you know, talking about Ruth the Moabitess. And I call her Ruth the Moabitess because the word calls her Ruth the Moabitess. Right? But the way the information was presented, if you don't have, if you did not, don't do your exercises, and if you can't discern good and evil, it'll get you. And there's a lot of information out there that what that the sole purpose of its existence is to put doubt in your head. That's the only reason it's put out there. No other reason. It's to make you doubt. It's to go, did Abba really say? And remember what he said. In the last days, it's going to be scoffers. Right? So, in the book of Luke, chapter 8, or Lucas, chapter 8, starting at verse 53, it reads, and they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. You remember from last week, we read this about the about going Yahushua going to save the baby girl, 12-year-old, and she was dead. He said, "Nah, she's not dead. She asleep." Right? This happens. Verse 53. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. They knew it. Right? Verse 54. And he put all of them out. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Maid, arise." See, sometimes you gotta block that out. Okay? The words say, "Hear all things, hold fast to that which is good." It say, "Separate the meat from the bone." So don't be afraid to hear things. Don't allow that fear to hear things. But you have to use that discernment. Hold up. That don't line up with the word. Hold up. That's not what the words say. That's not the word. You have to use that discernment. So you don't be afraid to hear these things. But you throw out and you get rid of, that's the normal law. But you throw out and you, but you throw out and you get rid of those things that are not useful. Because even within even within those videos, sometimes it's useful information in there. You know, a lot of times it's useful information in there. You have to find the truth because something in there has to be true. Something in there has to be true. It can't be an out-and-out lie or nobody would believe it. So it has to be a speck of truth in there. You find that speck and disregard the rest. All right? In the book of James, chapter 5. Book of James, or Yaakov, chapter 5. Excuse me. Starting at verse 12. It says, "But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be yea, lest you fall into condemnation." Now, the word condemnation, oops, wrong button. In your Greek, number 5272, and that word is hoopocracies, right? Hoopocracies sound like the word hypocrisy, and that's where we get the word hypocrisy from, but it's hoopocracy, and it means under a feigned part. That is figuratively deceit or hypocrisy, right? Where we get the word from. You know, it comes from the Greek number 5271. This word is hoopok ren a ren o a ren o a e, right? And it says, Strong says, middle voice from 5259 and 2919. It says, to decide to speak or act under a false part that is figuratively disassembled or to pretend. Now remember what he's saying. If your yea be yea, if your nay, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay, because if you don't, you're going to fall under this hypocrisy. You're going to fall under these lying parts. That's what's going to happen to you, right? You're going to fall under these hypocrisies. You're going to fall under these lying parts. Then you're going to have to act and think about what goes on once people, once these people say it, because they can't say I was wrong. So they had to continue the lie. They had to continue to pretend. They had to continue to well, that's, yeah. And the word says, yeah. And the holes just keep getting bigger and bigger. All because your yea wasn't yea and your nay wasn't nay. Didn't ask for help when you need it. If you don't understand these things, that's what he said. He set it up that way. He set up this nation so you don't ever have to go by it alone. He told my brother, I think he just read it last night. What was the point of Moshe sitting on there judging? From sun up to sundown, as the word say. He judging from sun up to sundown. Yithro come. What are you doing, man? Look, man, they coming to me for the love. Hold up. What you doing? You going to burn yourself out? Going to burn your people out? And listen to me. Listen to your father-in-law. Teach that law to other people, honorable men. Let them help you bear this load. One man can't do this by himself. You're going to wear yourself out. So pick you some captains over this amount and this amount, yada, yada, yada. Let them handle the small stuff. Anything that they can't handle, bring it to you. That way you're for the people. It's going to help you. It's going to help you and the people. And that's how it's been said. Nobody should be trying to bear this load on their own. Nobody. If you need help, say it. Hey, what you think about this? I'm having a little issue here with XYZ. No, I see it like this. Then you get another brother. You know, if you need that help, but again, you know, the whole point is us not falling into these things. These are traps that Hasatan has set. So if we fall into them, who falls is that? Because the word tells us don't be like this. Don't go about it this way. Don't fall into these hypocrisies, these acts. Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 31. Matthew, Yahoo, 21, verses 28 through 31. And it said, "For what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go to work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not.' But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said, 'Likewise.' And he said, 'I will go, sir,' and went not. Whether one of them, which one of the two, all right, because that's what it means, whether of them twain did the will of his father, which one of the two of them did the will of his father? They said unto him, 'The first.' Yahushua said unto them, 'Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of Yah before you.'" Why? Because they are saying no. No now. They're not lying to themselves. They meant it. I'm not going to work for you. But then after some time, getting some information, they said yes. And it's the same way with their work. We don't get it. It's okay to say you don't get it. But give Abba some time. And you will. I'm going to reveal. Yahushua said one of his last prayers, "I revealed everything to them that I was supposed to do. I didn't tell them about you. I didn't tell them about the world. I didn't tell them about anything." Then on top of that, he say, "I didn't give them my spirit where they can come talk to me about it. And if they talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. And they know because I had that, they have a petition. They have a way to access you, Abba. I've made that way manifest." right? But the second one said, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I understand. But at the end, it shows forth that they didn't. See, they was being hypocritical. They was feigning. They was acting. And he said, which one did the will of his father? Ain't that what we supposed to do? See? But the sad thing is that he said the publicans and the harlots are going to get in the kingdom before Yisrael. That's what he said. Because they not playing. They not acting. They not playing that part. You are. Genesis or Bereshit chapter 34. It's going to be the last verse, my family. We're going to read the whole chapter. Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Bereshit chapter 34. It reads, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel. And spake kindly unto the damsel. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And after reading, after reading the testaments of the patriarchs, you know why Jacob held his peace. He knew what type of sons he had. He knew what type of sons Yehuda was and Simeon and Levi, Reuben. He knew how his older boys were. He knew. Verse 6 again, excuse me. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out onto the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved. And they were very wroth because he had wrought folly in Israel in laying with Jacob's daughter, which things ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you give her him to wife. And you and make ye marriages with us, and give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters unto you. And ye shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye there, and get you possessions there. And Shechem said unto your father, and unto her brethren, let me find grace in your eyes. And what ye shall say unto me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give, according as ye shall say unto me. But give me the damsel to wife. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dina, their sister. And they said unto them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, but that were a reproach unto us. But in this we will consent unto you. If ye will be as we, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we give our daughters unto you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not hearken to us to be circumcised, then will we take our daughter, and we will be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man preferred not to do the thing because he had, delight in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came unto the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us. Therefore, let them dwell in the land and trade therein, for the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only herein will the men consent unto us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be circumcised as they are circumcised. Sell not their cattle and their substance, and every beast of theirs be ours. Only let us consent unto them, and they will dwell with us. And Hamor, and unto Hamor, and unto Shechem his son, hearken all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword, and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their donkeys and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and all their wives took they captive, all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, you have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house. And they said, should he deal with our sister as an harlot? So, you see the destruction that can come from a lie. And they held, they answered them for that purpose, to destroy. That's it. Simeon and Levi, they knew. They went and killed in everybody Here come the rest of the brothers to loot the city. And they went and got their sister. One lie in a little bit of time disabled a whole city. Think about that, y'all. One lie in a little bit of time disabled the whole city. Said 3 days. They knew what was going to happen. 3 days. You were unable to fight back. So again, y'all. We don't want to give Hasatan no wiggle room to creep a lie up in there. Let your yea be yea, let your nay be nay. If you don't get it, it's okay. Say you don't get it. That's why we are here. We are here to help. We're not here to downplay nobody. We're not here to anything, you know. If you have those type of fears, ain't nobody looking at you as lesser because you don't know. And if they are, I'm going to deal with them. Because you're not supposed to look down on your brother or your sister. If they don't know, they don't know. But are you going to help build your sister, build your brother up? Because that's what you're supposed to be doing. Because that's what Abba does for us. All right, family. So, again, you got any questions or comments about anything, put them on the line. And again, any time of day or whatever, you know, put the comments, put the questions out there, you know, so we can discuss them. All right. Again, this has been your brother, Dale Well, on Magnify the Torah, Make It Honorable. And we're going to close up now. Excuse me. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, Righteous of all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. But you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Thus are you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon-coming King. Thank you once again for the breath of life. Thank you for allowing us once again to enter your Shabbat. Abba, thank you for the words that you put on our brother Ariel's heart last night. Thank you for the words that will be coming from the Moray a little later on, an hour or two. We ask, Abba, that you fill him with your word, put your spirit within him, allow him through you to help edify us, Abba. Abba, thank you once again for continuing to heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Continue to put your hand on us, Abba, our brother Yaka'el, our Ema, Deborah, our sister Chomi, our sister Danielle, E. Michelle, our brother Shebael, Shafut all, and Zakins, and anyone else that I miss, Abba. Continue to put your hand on them. Continue to put your healing on them, Father, as you as you only know how to do. You know what we need, Abba, and you know our desires. And we ask, Abba, that you just continue to be long-suffering with us, Abba. Abba, thank you for protecting us throughout the week. We ask, Abba, that you continue to strengthen us, continue to lead us and guide us. Give us wisdom, Abba. We ask that you continue to just bless us and excuse me, Abba. Keep us at the apple of your eye. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Enjoy the rest of Shabbat.
Stay on my 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Everybody say that they can't wait. Would you be ready if he came back today? You better take advantage of this grace and check your spirit. And the laws of discipline from the scriptures, and check your spirit, be diligent, never fear it. The fire will make you purer. Be a doer, not just a hearer. Living in a critical error, straight from the laws, and that's a suicidal error. Get your mind right before the hour of terror. Procrastinate and be destroyed in your security. To save your life, you need to eat eggs and my eggs. Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. Sometimes I try to justify my sin, but no excuses will be heard in the end. So I think I